Hello, you're listening to CJLO News. The Green Party is running a candidate in the Notre Dame de Grasse Westmount riding. Arnold Downey is an atmospheric scientist working at University of Montreal.
I've been drawn over to the Green Party because I find they're very focused on evidence-based policies. Elizabeth May will commonly, bring up facts from the International Panel on Climate Change in the House of Commons. They'll reference, just hardcore statistics and facts when they're constructing their policy.
Downey was inspired to run after the Trump administration's tariffs and threats to Canada's national sovereignty.
What really pushed me over the edge to running this election was the situation with the United States and the tariff situation, but especially the threats to our sovereignty. As a young man, I never thought I would have to be considering what's going to happen with our, one of our closest allies in the context of protecting our sovereignty and our resources and our water. And again, what struck me is that the Green Party had probably, they hit the ground really soon with a robust, detailed plan on how we can be countering these threats from the United States. It covered, everything from, what we can be doing with our economic ties with allies, what we can do with our own economy, like breaking down trade barriers between provinces. This has actually always been like this has been in the Green Party, policy book for a long time, breaking down inter-provincial trade barriers.
The Green Party platform sees economic independence from the United States as an opportunity to establish a more environmentally clean economy. They favor national clean energy projects and worker retraining programs, along with expanded federal labor laws and protections. Downey says he's personally a fan of what he calls multitasker solutions, like harvesting Canadian lumber to create jobs and using that lumber for housing, or establishing an ambitious cross-Canada energy grid using Canada's minerals.
It is an enormous project, and we kind of need all hands on deck for this sort of thing. That's why I'm encouraged that we're in Canada, which is, we're quite educated population. We have the brain power to be able to pull this kind of thing off. There's a lot we can do within our country to become a more robust and resilient nation in the face of these threats. So those are the kind of things that we want to prioritize.
Like the Liberal platform, the Greens support the federal government getting back into the business of building housing. Similar to the NDP, they want a clearer and stricter definition of affordable housing. This policy is top of mind for Downey, who is himself a renter, and says he spends more than 30% of his income on housing here in NDG.
Affordable housing needs to be less than 30%, like rents, for example, need to be less than 30% of incomes for the given region, because we need to account for differences in housing costs in different regions of the country as well.
We questioned Downey about his party's organization this election, with their leader, Jonathan Penneau, excluded from the leadership debates earlier in April. As per the rules, parties had to have endorsed candidates in over 90% of Canada's ridings. Though the Greens had done this, several of the candidates across Canada were not able to officially register through Elections Canada.
I think it's undemocratic and a disservice to Canadian democracy, especially in the context of all the issues we're having. We would benefit from a Green voice at the national debate.
We also asked Downey if he believes Canadians are willing to risk a third or fourth party vote this election.
People like a lot of the ideas that I'm saying in terms of addressing climate change meaningfully, modernizing our economy, addressing the threats from the United States in a detailed, direct way. Addressing the affordability crises. People like these ideas, and if they want the government to be implementing them, they need to be putting pressure on the government by using their vote. They need to say, hey, if you're not going to do this, we're going to elect someone else to do it, instead of just giving the Liberals a free pass every single election in this riding.
This is part of CJLO's election coverage. Tune into the News Wrap on Fridays at 9 a.m. and listen to our election coverage live broadcast on April 28th, starting at 6 p.m. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.